Hey, this is Molly Patrick, and you're listening to the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. We are all about helping people eat more plants and celebrating imperfection as we navigate life's messiness.
Hey there, everyone. How's it going? I am on the trail end of a cold that I've had, and so if I'm snotty sounding, that is why. There might be some snot, is all I'm saying. The cold is coming to an end. I'm so happy. Oh God, I might sneeze too. I thought that part was done. I just had that tickle in my nose. Okay. I'm going to keep going and see what happens. All right. So I want to talk with y'all today about a technique that I used to use and still sometimes use, but don't need to use it as often anymore. This is a technique that I used when I quit drinking, but it can really, really apply to many things in your life that you are trying to get away from doing. So anytime we make lifestyle changes, and that could be changing the way you eat and eliminating processed food from your diet and focusing on more whole plant foods, that could be starting to exercise more and move your body. That could be getting, you know, really good sleep at night and going to bed at a decent hour. That could be drinking more water. That could be quitting smoking or drinking or quitting weed. It could be getting off, you know, social media. It could be many, many things. And when we do more of the things, right, that are going to enhance our overall life and give us a better quality of life, we will be leaving behind the things that weren't working so well for us. These are the things that don't make us feel super good, that don't make us feel like we're thriving, that don't make us feel energetic and uplifted and empowered, and it feels like these things are just kind of dragging us down. And what ends up happening before we break that cycle of, you know, doing those things, whatever it is that you're struggling with right now, or whatever it is that you're wanting to get away from, is we go in a loop with it, right? We know that that thing, whatever it is, isn't good for us. Right. We know that we're better off without it. We know that it's no longer serving us. And you can fill in the blank, whatever that is for you. It might be a relationship. It might be alcohol. It might be, you know, processed cookies. It might be soda. It might be cigarettes. Like, whatever it is for you, we know that the thing isn't serving us. And yet, we really want the thing because we're used to doing it. These are the things that give us a bigger hit of dopamine, of the neurochemical that makes us feel really good. And we're just in the habit of doing it. So to change it, it's not easy. This is why many people don't change things and they just keep going the way that they are and don't make these changes. Now, it's not always difficult to go without these things, but it takes a while of not doing them before it gets easier. And then eventually you don't think about it, you just don't do it, and it's part of your past. You know, like drinking is for me, that's part of my past. Smoking cigarettes, I don't do it anymore. I don't think about it anymore. I don't crave them anymore because I've gone enough time without them that I don't think about it. But in the beginning, it wasn't like that. In the beginning, it was, you know, yeah, I was really craving those things. I was drawn to them. It was like it was very consuming to not go without them because I was having the urge and having the craving, but I was no longer acting on it. I was no longer reaching for those things to quench the craving, so to speak. So one of the things that I did in the beginning was I would visualize doing the thing. So I'm going to just walk you through this. And if you are someone who is trying to quit drinking alcohol or quit smoking, this may be helpful for you. This may be triggering for you. So I'm just going to put that out there before I go through with this. So what I would do was for, okay, so first of all, for me, it was red wine, a nice dry red wine, and yellow American spirits. That was my thing. I mean, I would drink anything. I didn't really like beer, but like wine was like my thing. Okay, so when I would have a craving and it would get to that point where I was like, okay, this is, I would usually reach for this. This is the time of day that I would usually start thinking about it. Okay, this is the time of day that I'd usually open a bottle and open a pack of cigarettes. And it's getting to that time and I'm not doing it and I really want to do it and it feels really, really uncomfortable. I would just stop and I would visualize myself doing it. So I would, in my mind, picture myself going to the store and buying a bottle of wine. And I would also buy a pack of cigarettes in my mind at the counter while I was there. Then I would visualize bringing that home and uncorking the bottle and opening pouring a glass, going outside to my porch, lighting a cigarette, and drinking wine. And I'd picture all that. I'd visualize it then, but I wouldn't stop with that. I would keep going. And that's the key. Like, you want to play this visualization out. You don't want to just stop there. So from there, I would visualize. I know what I would do because I did it for many, many, many years. I would pour myself a second glass of wine and have more cigarettes. Then I would like finish the bottle, right? And maybe I would go get another one. Maybe I wouldn't, but I would. Okay, so I've already in my mind visualized drinking that bottle of wine, having many cigarettes to go along with it. And then I'm like, okay, then I know what happens next, right? I'm going to be too tired, too sloppy, too blah to cook anything healthy for dinner. So I would probably order takeout, probably get something delivered to my house. And it would not be the best, right? It might be a vegan pizza, or it might be like Chinese takeout, or something that I was craving. And after a bottle of wine and a lot of cigarettes, you're not craving a salad in that moment. You are not craving carrots and cucumbers and lettuce and sunflower seeds and right? You're craving greasy stuff that'll soak up the alcohol. You crave fat. You crave, for me, it was always like craving salty, oily things. And so let's say I got a pizza. I ordered a pizza. Okay, so I visualize myself eating the pizza. Then I visualize myself going to bed. Maybe I don't take a shower. Maybe I don't even wash my face. Maybe I brush my teeth. I always brush my teeth, even at the height of drinking. I always brush my teeth and put in my retainer. Because fun fact, I had braces when I was 30, and that was a year and a half that I was very self-conscious. So I had braces for a year and a half. After I got the braces off, you know, like everyone is when they get their braces off, they're told to wear the retainer at night. And most people who are younger don't do that. But let me tell you, if you are someone who got braces in your 30s or like at any point in your adult life, you wear that retainer because you're like, oh, no, I paid a lot of money and I went through a lot to have my teeth look like they do. So I am going to wear that retainer. So I always brush my teeth and put my retainer on before bed, no matter how drunk I was. But maybe I didn't, I wouldn't always like wash my face or take a shower, stuff that I do now. Okay, so then I would visualize going to bed, and then I would visualize waking up in the morning. And I would visualize how I would feel. Okay, I'd probably feel pretty tired and groggy. I would feel really sad and really disappointed with myself that I did this, because this is the thing that isn't helping me. This is the thing that is no longer serving me, that maybe never was serving me, really, but this is the thing that makes me feel icky. This was like poison that I put into my body. And now I'm really feeling the effects of it. And now I'm reminded, oh, this is one reason why I don't want to do this, because it doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel like shit. So I go there in my mind and I really stay there for a moment and just stick to that, right? And just really, really am there with that feeling, that kind of tummy ache, right? Not only from feeling icky from the alcohol and the cigarettes and the, you know, unhealthy food, but also just from that, that feeling of being out of integrity, wanting to do something else, something healthy for myself, and then making a different choice. And so not being in alignment with my integrity, just it feels icky. And so I visualize myself getting up, and then what would I do? You know, how would I go about my day when I feel slightly hungover and disappointed and kind of down? And alcohol is a depressant, so it, you know, it's not like I'm feeling super cheery and uplifted and ready to start the day and have an amazing day and create cool things and move my body and connect with people. Like, I just want to kind of hide in my little hole. And so I visualize that. And then I visualize the next evening, or that evening, that following evening, and I visualize that craving coming back. The same one that I'm having now as I'm visualizing this, right? Not at this moment, you guys. I'm not like craving it right now, but right. So if I were to be doing this at a time when I would be craving something, I would visualize myself having that same craving that I would be having then as I'm visualizing this. It's kind of meta. So I'm visualizing having that craving. And at that point, I kind of like stop and realize, oh, okay, even if I right now, right, I'm craving the thing that I don't want to do, I'm craving the wine, whatever it is for you, the cheese, the you know, binging of Netflix, I'm craving the soda, I'm craving the cigarette, I'm craving you know, the cookie or the cake or the potato chips, whatever it is. We think that when we eat the thing, when we drink the thing, when we do the thing, it's going to make that craving go away. And it does. But that is a very momentary thing. And the craving will come back. It always comes back. That's the thing. It's a loop. It's a cycle. You go round and round with it. Always comes back. So I can get very clear when I play that scenario out in my head before I act on it. I'm not going to act on it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to visualize it. I can see very clearly that, oh, me having wine and cigarettes right now is not going to end the craving. It's going to put a little band-aid on it, and it's going to give me some momentary pleasure. And then that craving will be back again. And then what? Right? It never goes away. It's never enough. It never goes away. And the thing that will make it go away, the only thing that you can do to make that craving go away for good and not just have this momentary pleasure without the craving because you're doing the thing, is to not do the thing. That's it. Like, I've said this before in resets that I've done in other podcasts probably, and I mean, I've said it before a lot, but in order to not do the thing, you have to not do the thing. Like, the only way to not do the thing is to not do the thing, right? That's the only way that you're not going to have the cravings, is if you just go without it for a certain amount of time. Usually that's about 3 weeks. That's not to say that those cravings don't come back and you'll just never think about it again. But the first 3 weeks, if you can get through that, like if you can get through those first 3 weeks without the thing, it will start to get easier. And then you know, 6 months, a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years. I mean, it's not like a day-to-day thing that you're having to battle and think about, because you've gone a long enough time without it that your nervous system isn't expecting it anymore. And you don't have you're not physically addicted to it anymore. And you are doing other things and your life is going to be different. And, maybe at 5 o'clock in the evening when you would usually drink, maybe now you're at a yoga class, right? Or maybe you are at a meditation, or maybe you are connecting with a friend who also is sober or who doesn't eat cake, I don't know, whatever it is, or cheese or whatever. So, you know, your life will be different, and you will eventually, like, the longer you go without it, the easier it gets. So that is a trick that I have used that has been very effective for me in the past, and I wanted to share it with you in case that helps. And again, I mean, for me, I use the example of alcohol, but for you, it can be whatever it is that you are trying to or working on moving away from that you know is no longer supporting you. So I know that for some of you out there, you know, that's going to be things like meat and dairy and eggs and processed food and more like food things, right? As you are transitioning to more of a whole food plant-based diet. But I don't know. I mean, we all have our stuff, that's for sure. And none of us go through life without picking up some habits that don't serve us. Because ding, 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 we are human and we are imperfect creatures, and we always have plenty of opportunities to to work on ourselves and to really, you know, look at the things in our life and look at our life, look at the things that are bringing us down, that are weighing us down, that we know that, hey, if I didn't do this thing, like if this thing wasn't a part of my life, I know that I could be more of myself. I know that I could, my potential would be greater, right? I would feel better. I could contribute more. I could do things that I really want to do. And we all have those things, you know? And so if you're working on that, like, know that you are not alone, and know that it is not super easy in the beginning, but just that it does get easier. It really, really does. And if you find yourself in a moment of, like, you know, about to reach for the thing, just pause. Just have enough, give yourself a moment and have enough awareness that before you automatically reach for it, that you give yourself a pause and just think it through. Just think it all the way through. And that might be enough for you to see that, oh, it's the loop. It's the craving, and it'll always come back. And me doing it now isn't going to make it go away. Not really. It's just going to pause it for the moment. And then I'll have to deal with it again. So for me, I was always like, well, I may as well just get through the craving then without acting on it. I may as well just feel the craving and be here and have it suck and not act on it, because then that'll be one more day that I am further away from doing the thing, which will make it, you know, one more day easier. You know, I'm closer to a day that it's going to be easier. It's not easy today, but if I can just visualize it, you know, understand what it is, not act on it, get through the day, go to sleep without reaching for that thing. Man, if you can get to the point where you just, sometimes what I would do, you guys, this is so, like, sometimes I'd go to bed at like 5 o'clock. I was like, fuck it. I am, okay, I'm just going to go to bed. I'm going to read a book, or I'm going to, like, watch something on my computer, and I'm just going to go to sleep. And then tomorrow's a new damn day. And because I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I didn't stay up late, I'm going to probably wake up pretty early. I'm going to feel amazing because I'm not going to be tired. I'm not going to be hungover. I'm going to have a good night's sleep. And so I'm going to wake up and maybe I'll go for a walk. You know, maybe I'll make a green juice or make a really powerful smoothie, or maybe I'll do a little bit of meditation because I'm feeling good. And the thing that feels the best, like the sweetest thing, is when you wake up in the morning knowing that you were craving the thing and you didn't do it. That, like, there, for me, like, that fueled me to keep going. And so if you can just make it to like, get your ass in bed, maybe go to bed a little bit earlier, right? And then wake up and have that sense of pride, really. I felt proud of myself, and I felt like renewed, and I felt like I can do this. And then that'll help you going another day. Okay, so whatever the thing is for you, I wish you well on your journey. And I just want to tell you, you got this. You can do this. If I can do it, you can totally do it. You have everything it takes within you to do this. And you deserve this. You're incredible. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being awesome. I'm so happy that you are part of this community, and that you take the time and to listen to this podcast. Thank you. It means so much. Okay, now go go to bed early if you need to, and play out that thing, and you'll know what you need to do. Okay, have a beautiful day. I'll talk to you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.